Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. To continue focusing on the great drummer Chauncey Morehouse. In addition, I will have one side by Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, where there is a highly Bixian trumpet solo. And for the modern musicians, I will turn to Gordon Whiteworth's Bix Tribute Band. These are a bunch of talented musicians from overseas in England. Well, let's start with the music. First, I want to play two recordings by Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang. Of course, Irving Mills was best known for his song publishing business. Duke Ellington's band was managed by Mills. But in addition to his business side, he was a pretty good musician. And in the late 20s, Irving Mills managed to put together a group of the best white musicians of the time. One of the groups, known as Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang, recorded a bunch of songs by Hoagy Carmichael, and in fact I played Stardust already in program number 28. It's a very good version, but today I want to turn to two different songs. I would like to play Manhattan Rag and What Kind of Man Is You, both of these recorded on November 7, 1929, with Manny Klein and Leo McCumble on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey and Arnold Brillhart on clarinet and alto sax, another reed, unknown person, Hoagy Carmichael on piano and Celeste also on vocal, an unknown banjo or guitar, George Tardo on tuba, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums and vibraphone. So here is Chauncey Morehouse with Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang in 1929. Thank you. There was a violin in that selection that I failed to mention at the beginning, and let me read to you what Brian Rust says in his jazz discography for the session of November 7, 1929. The violin and arranger is allegedly Matt Malneck, but he was at that time in California with the Paul Wineman's orchestra filming King of Jazz. That was a second trip in November that Paul Whiteman had taken to Los Angeles in order to film The King of Jazz. The first trip was in June, July, August, and unfortunately they couldn't agree on a script, and we lost the opportunity to see Pix Beiderbecke playing cornet on film. Anyway, perhaps Brian Rust speculates the violin and the arranger is Irving Mills himself. Okay, now let me turn to the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra for another couple of recordings that include Chauncey Morehouse on drums. From the recording session of April 24th, 1928, we'll have Indian Cradle Song and My Melancholy Baby. The musicians here are Mikey Bloom and Fuzzy Ferrar on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Arnold Brillhart on alto sax, Herbert Spencer on tenor sax. There is a question mark about Arthur Schott on piano, then Kyle Kress on banjo, Edwin Rollini on bass sax, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums, and the vocals here are taken by Sugar Ellis. So let's listen to Chauncey Morehouse with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra in 1928.
Thank you. melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancy, maybe. Why, you know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining, so wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
In addition to playing trombone, Tommy Dorsey was playing trumpet on Melancholy Baby. Well, now I'd like to turn to a recording by Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, recorded on April 11, 1930. This is My Gal is Good for Nothing but Love. Duke Ellington on piano, Arthur Wetzel and Cody Williams on trumpet, Joe Nanton on trombone, Juan Tisol on valve trombone, Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney, and Barney Bigard on reeds, Fred Guy on banjo, Wellman Broad on string bass, Sonny Greer on drums, and the vocal is by Frank Marvin. Now, what I want you to do is listen very carefully for the trumpet solo here. It is highly Bixian, not like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago on a Louis Armstrong recording, in which there were Bixian overtones, that's what I called it. This is really Bixian. I have written in the Bixography forum about the enormous influence that Bix had on cornet and trumpet player from the 1920s, mostly white musicians. I devoted a couple or three of the WBIX programs to Bix's sound alikes, but as far as black trumpet players are concerned, I know, like everybody else does, the trumpet solo by Rex Stewart of Singing the Blues, which is presumably taken note from Bix's solo in his version of Singing the Blues. But I was not aware of another black trumpet player who seemed to be so influenced by Bix. Now, this is an isolated instance, perhaps, but it's still interesting. I don't know whether the trumpet player here is Arthur Wetzel or Cootie Williams. Cootie Williams did a lot of the growling type of playing, and there is no growling in this particular solo that I'm talking about, but if anybody knows, I'd appreciate a note, an email telling me who is the highly Bixian trumpet player in the Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra version of My Gal is Good for Nothing but Love, 1930.
Thank you. good for nothing but love. Never thinking of nothing but love. Each day she's got a new way to love, love, love. Heaven's above. Oh, how she can love. Her lips are noted, they're sugar-coated, so sweet they take my breath. And when she holds me, squeezes and folds me, seems like she loved me to death. Her arms, they fit me just like a glove. Oh, how she can love, good for nothing but love.
What did you think of that? And did you get a lot of the highly Mollian, if I can use the expression, for trombone solo influenced by Miff Moll? How about that Mollian solo there after the vocal? Well, let me replay just the solo, the trumpet solo, so that you can get a real feel for the Bixian tone and style of this particular solo. Here it comes. Probably will write something in the Bixography forum about this particular recording, and I'll let you tell me what you think of it. Well, let's turn back to Chauncey Morehouse, this time with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. First, I'd like to play Who's Sorry Now from February 1st, 1929, with Red Nichols and Manny Klein on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet and alto sax, Dudley Fosdick on mellophone, Arthur Schott on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. And to finish the section on Chauncey Morehouse, I would like to play a composition by Livingston and Morehouse. It's called Harlem Twist. It was recorded on June 21st, 1928, and it has a scat vocal by Chauncey Morehouse. The musicians in that particular session are, let me see, I have to figure it out. This is from a Living Era CD, AJA5025. There is an H following Harlem Twist. So I now go to the H, and it says Red Nichols and his orchestra, with Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Dudley Fosdick on mellophone, Fud Livingston on clarinet, Arthur Schott on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums, vibraphone, and vocal. So here is the voice of Chauncey Morehouse in addition to his drums. Thank you. Chauncey Morehouse and the drums and cymbals was very, very prominent in that recording. And did you get a load of that amazing solo by Miff Mall? Okay, now let us, as a promise, listen to the voice of Chauncey Morehouse. Let's turn to the modern musicians now, and as I said, I'd like to play a side by Gordon Whitworth's Big Tribute Band. There are six musicians in this band, Gordon Whitworth on cornet, Norman Field on clarinet and alto sax, Derek Halford on trombone, John Penn on piano, Dennis Mowat on sousaphone, and Nick Ward on drums. This comes from a PEK CD. It's PEK CD number 173. It was recorded on March 11, 2001, and as Norman Field, who writes the liners for the CD, says, this was one day after Bix's birthday, at a time where Phil Pospicala's tribute to Bix was taking place in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The side that I would like to play is Rhythm King. It's a relatively extensive version of Rhythm King, and let me tell you what the philosophy behind the recordings are. Norman Field writes, the band makes no attempt to exactly reproduce the original versions of these jazz classics. That would be a truly daunting undertaking. Instead, every effort is made to get into the spirit of them, to play as if we were following Bix and his colleagues way back in the 1920s. So, let's listen to Gordon Whitworth's Bix Tribute Band in 2001, Rhythm King. Thank you. Well, undoubtedly, these British musicians bring back the sound of the 20s, as Norman Field has. And I want to thank Norman Field, a contributor to the Mixography Forum, for his kindness in sending me a copy of this CD. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
Sunset is on, though you are gone, dreams linger on, I treasure, if you come tend, this is